Welcome to Impact 103's Talk Time. That's happening from 6 till 6.30. My name is Khosi Lankomise, and I'll be with you together with our host for the evening, Pastors AJ and Sinead Sutton. We're talking all things marriage. It is an eight-week journey that we've been on. It's been a couple of weeks right now. If I'm not mistaken, I think we're on week number four, actually.
We're on week number four.
So halfway mark, and it's getting into some interesting discussions, and they'll be with us all the way till 6.30, continuing this discussion. Guys, it's so good to have you back in the studio.
Khosi, it's always great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to chat again.
So last week we just had this discussion about past versus present, and I think it was such a deep discussion. So many marriage couples struggle with this past versus present, realizing that I need to leave the past behind to move into the future. Time to let go, time to heal, time to forgive. And yeah, we just discussed it. So if you missed it, really catch up on that one. But today we're moving on, and we are really excited to talk about this one because it's something that's in every marriage. You can't get away from it. It is in your marriage. If you you can admit it or you can deny it, but it's there. It's conflict.
Yes. So here's the thing about conflict management. I mean, if we were to ask any married couple, listen, what's the golden rules of conflict management? Like 9 out of 10 couples will probably be able to tell you, listen, no, we must do this, or we can't do this, or don't do this, and what have you. But if we ask the question, listen, how many of those rules do you actually apply in your marriage? and do you stick to it? I think the success rate will be much less. But look, what we want to talk to you guys tonight about is not necessarily, listen, these are the 10 tips for an foolproof conflict management in marriage. Because here's the thing, and we find it a lot, there's different personalities, there's temperaments, etc., and just time and place and what have you, where conflict happens. And I think what we're going to try and do tonight is just to sort of give you 3 or 4 just general principles that doesn't matter EQ levels, doesn't matter situation, doesn't matter where it's happening, all personalities. We believe if we can apply these principles, I think it's going to help us in any conflict situation. And yeah, it's going to be fun chatting about this. And it's a subject we don't really talk about just in general as couples, but it's so important to actually do that.
The more couples we saw, the more we realized conflict management is such a crucial part of marriage. And if you can get some basic principles right in your marriage, it can completely change the atmosphere of your marriage. So we are truly passionate about conflict management, and we are still learning. Like AJ said, we are still applying and putting discipline to the task to look at each other and say, this is the conflict management principles we are living by to have a healthy marriage. So I think it's really important to have those principles.
Yes. And I think if you ask anyone, they're going to give you different pieces of advice. So so maybe on the WhatsApp line, chat to us. And the question is, what's the worst conflict management advice you've ever received with regards to your marriage? Tell us and tell us how that worked out for you.
We'd love to hear from you. 071-364-0376, the number to use, because I'm sure you've got quite a few stories to share with us. What is that worst conflict advice that you've received ever before? Share it with us. We'd love to learn a thing or two from you. And hey, maybe somebody else might be able to relate with you as you share that. We continue the discussion just after this. So we continue the conversation of talking about conflict in marriages. If you've just joined us, you tuned into Impact 103 Talk. That's happening from 6 till 6.30. Talking all things marriages. And we want to hear from you. What is the worst conflict advice that you've ever received for your marriage? Got a voice note that I'd love to share with you.
Hi, Khosi.
Hey, Maritza.
I'm driving home with my husband and he says the worst conflict advice he received is his wife is always right.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of guys have heard this, what Maritza's saying. What do you guys have to say?
No, they're definitely always right.
Yeah, I think it's the best advice he ever received. No, thanks for sharing. It's so real and relevant because that is the type of conflict advice we do get. Like, and sharing more on that is words that we use.
Yes, yeah. So basically in conflict, there's sort of two aspects to it. You've got the words that we use and the actions that we do. And both of those aspects play a role in how we can effectively manage conflict. And like, for instance, with the words, one thing that I believe will help all of us, right, is to never use the words always and never. Mm. I mean,
never use the words never.
Yes, yeah, never say never. Because yes, and it happens so easily. Like, yeah. We feel overwhelmed with regards to what we're experiencing and our perception with regards to what's going on. And it's so easy. Listen, you never do that and that and that. And I mean, when it's said to you, you're like, no, wait. Back in 2007, I did take out the trash. Yeah, so it's not quite.
I get it.
Never or always. I mean, it creates an
environment.
Nobody
does something always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or never. And I believe if we can get to a place where you say, listen, I experience or I feel that sometimes you do this or sometimes you forget to do this. It doesn't sort of make a statement with regards to, listen, you never do that. It doesn't put them on the stand and saying, listen, here's the verdict done. It says, listen, I'm experiencing that. And it creates a space for conversation. And with regards just to statements, I think that's another thing, is that we try never to make statements about feelings, intentions, or emotions. For example, listen, you don't love me anymore because this and this and this happened, or you're doing this and this and this. And I mean, it's one thing to say, listen, to make a statement, and one thing to say, once again, go back to your perception, your feelings, and say, listen, I feel unloved, or I feel that there's some, that you lost something with regard in your heart to myself.
Or a lack of passion towards me. I think it's so important to, when you address a conflict situation, there's a lot of emotion involved. Mm. And normally that emotion sprouts from a place of hurt, a place of frustration. And to go to a place where you say, I'm going to address my personal feelings, what I'm experiencing at this point in time. So I'm going to say, hey, AJ, I'm experiencing that you are distant, or that you are withdrawing from the situation, or that you are not attentive to my needs, or I feel that I'm being neglected because you are too busy. That gives AJ an opportunity in our conflict situation to acknowledge that this is my personal feelings. This is something I'm dealing with. It also gives him an opportunity to defend himself, to go to a place and say, listen, Sinead, this is where I am. This is what I'm dealing with. And I think that's so important to create space for a conversation in these conflict management areas.
Yes. And because asking questions, it goes back to one of our points in one of the earlier evenings we had, is just to never make assumptions.
Mm.
And it helps us to not make assumptions. I'm experiencing this. Am I interpreting it correctly or not? Because whatever's happening, I don't want my wife to experience me as distant or not loving. So immediately I can turn to myself, listen, she's experiencing this. It's not necessarily what's going on in my heart, but I can address my actions or my words, etc., to make her not feel that way. And speaking about words, there's one word.
The one word that we want to encourage all marriage couples, including ourselves, is to never use the D word, the mighty, mighty D word. And it's not donkey, it's divorce. In our marriage, when we just got married and I was a young married woman, the first six months, whenever AJ would make me angry or never do something or always say something, I would tend to tell him that I'm going to pack my bags and I'm going to leave. I'm out. I'm done. And I think a lot of women, there's probably men that do it as well, but if you want to run or escape, it's a great tool to feel like you're empowered. I'm going to pack my stuff. I'm going to leave. This is the end. I knew I shouldn't have married you. Some probably say my mother told me not to marry you. And then you start packing. The first four times I packed, I realized it's much harder work to back out at the end of the conversation or the argument. So don't back. But I want to say, never use the D word. Never use divorce or I'm going to leave you or this marriage is done or it's over. The moment you use those words, you are opening the door to there's defeat in the marriage. We are always fighting towards something and never against each other. So when we fight towards something, the D word is a no-no word. It's a verkeerde woordjie that we are not allowed to use. So guard yourselves to not use that word. Walking out is not an option. There's always room to work, to fight, to go forward.
Verkeerde woordjie.
Verkeerde woordjie, Godsie.
That's what it is. We continue this conversation just after that. Send us your voice notes, your messages on the WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. It's Dante Bo with OK featuring Trevor Jackson and Lyle. It's 26 minutes after 6 o'clock. We continue the discussion of marriage, more specifically about conflict in marriage. I'm sitting with Pastors AJ and Sinead Sutton, who's journeying with us through this conversation. I've just received a message, a voice note actually, that came through right now from Lerato, who was saying, you know what, I'm so grateful that you guys are having this discussion, because when we got into marriage, we didn't have this information and we relied a lot on the Lord and the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us. And we're so grateful that you guys are actually highlighting this particular conversation.
Oh, that's great. And as we said, we've talked about the words that what not to say and what to say and how can we word whatever we are feeling or express it. But then again, there's certain actions that that's part of conflict management and that can actually just sort of escalated into sort of a fiery, destructive thing. And look, we're talking about bad advice.
Probably one of the worst pieces of advice that I got, and I'm sure so many people get, is never go to bed angry. Fight it out. But when you go to bed, go and make sure the argument is done. And I want to change that advice tonight. I want to say, when you are in an argument and it's past 10, nothing ever good comes out of your mouth past 10, go to bed, call it a day. Don't sleep in different beds. I want to change the rule. You're allowed to go and sleep angry at each other, but sleep in the same bed. Don't use the unity or the love or move out of the room or say, I'm going to sleep on the couch. No, you are not. You're going to sleep next to me angry. And in the morning, when we both had a little bit of sleep, we're going to be much more sane and we're going to use the correct terms and words, because when we are tired and when we are emotional, we tend to cause harm and we say things that we can never take back. And we live in that emotion of tiredness and we can't go back from it. That's just what we need to know. So it's important to gaan slaap, regain your wisdom. And in the morning, get up angry again and fight another day. You'll see, many times you'll go to sleep. In the morning, you'll get up and you won't be angry anymore.
Yes, especially in wintertime. I mean, when you're lying to each other and accidentally you touch and what have you, then it has a way of resolving.
Freaky.
Yes. And another thing that we experience with a lot of couples is someone sort of, it's sort of a smaller version of the packing your bags, but it's just sort of storming out the house or just leaving the conflict mid-air and climbing in the car and driving off or what have you. And And that creates so much insecurity with regards to the marriage. And it's not a safe space anymore. So, look, there's a time to take a break. And it's important. Sometimes just say, listen, I'm going to have a timeout. I'm going to make a cup of coffee. And just let's just pause it here because the emotions are at boiling point. But sort of a tip, don't leave the house. And go sit somewhere else, go make a cup of coffee and take a break, but don't abandon the other person or the situation.
Don't cause rejection. And I think because in a conflict situation, there's always aggressors and there's people that's more passive aggressive. And they need different time to recover from the conflict. So make sure that you make sure that the other person doesn't feel that you're rejecting them or the situation, or you're neglecting it. It's not important, but that you need time to regroup, to take a breath, to think about what's being said and to process through it and get back to the situation and maybe deal with it better. It's like the sleep principle, AJ. Yes. Sometimes we need to sleep to be better. Sometimes we need to take a break to be better.
Yes, and I think post-conflict, I think that's also an important part, just to have that touch base again, just the common ground, just that one coffee. We're not talking about the conflict. But it's not necessarily, some people will take like 20 minutes or 5 minutes and they'll be over it, like my wife. Some people like me will take an hour or two to get over and process everything. But after that, just make sure you connect again and move on. And so in that way, we don't live in the past, but we focus on the present and the future.
Yeah, I think that connection is very important. And next week, we're very excited to talk more about that connection, that deep spending time together, staying connected, and making sure that you spend the right type of time together.
I definitely love this conversation. I can see with the messages that's coming through that it's helping a lot of people. So thank you guys so much for kind of giving us and equipping us with all this information and how to do marriages better. Definitely grateful for it. Be sure to join us next week, Tuesday, same time from 6 till 6:30, right here on Impact 103, where we continue with week number 5 of talking all things marriages. Good night.
Where hope lives, where you belong. Impact.